You might have been suffering through inadequacy for some time now. This might have left you ravaged, such that you begin acting hastily to find a career that upon execution will quickly help alleviate this situation. Jesus' message is making it known to you that you need to wait on the Lord. If at all you are still breathing and can gather even in small quantities, you can still wait a little bit longer. This is because in His time, you will gain plenty and attain compensation for the days you experienced a shortage. Do not get excited over hopping on an opportunity that God has not assented to. This is because its rewards could be short-term compared to God's, whose outcomes will last you till eternity. Rely on the divine's confirmation. Jesus' message is revealing to you that before you conclude to take on a career, it is necessary that you wait for the Almighty's confirmation. This is for the purpose of ensuring that it matches the plan He has over your life. This way, you are guaranteed of having the best days of your life, from securing prosperity in masses. You may feel the need to act hastily on taking up a job, since you feel it is a good deal and might never surface again. The fear that comes with it makes you opt for it without an affirmation from the Lord. You choose it even when you know that it might not bring you comfort as you would wish for. Jesus is telling you that your fortune is intact, and eventually it is going to be brought your way. It does not matter the time this takes. Jesus confirms that it will one day be delivered to you someday. In fact, you might not need to go looking for it. God will make it easier for you and bring it to you when you are not even ready. So, the purpose is to live in God's time and acting on things when He assents for so. This way, you will secure affluence in abundance. God's best choice. The message by Jesus is to inform you that God will not always assent to your wishes, even when they align to your expertise. This is not because He has something against you. Instead, this is with the intention of bringing you only the best and what will service you even in the future. Sometimes He is going to wait till you have peace about the decisions you conclude. Jesus is saying to you that God will use people's words or a dream as a means to guide you to the choice that He has decided for you. At times, the career you are at may bring you to being frustrated due to the outcomes it generates. This does not always mean that it's a wrong choice. Instead, it could be a channel that God is using to enable you come into terms that it is what He wants you to pursue as a source of livelihood. Jesus is saying to you that in such a time, you need to talk to God more frequently. Ask that He may fill you with His peace so that you are not going to have any thoughts of making a transfer of careers. This way, you are building a strong foundation of your profession, thus asserting more income even in the days that come thereafter. Put God first in all you do to enable you to achieve the best out of your life, be it through careers or relationships. It is important that you create an intimate association with the Lord. Jesus says in the Word that seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and any other thing shall be added unto you. The message is revealing that if you are searching for a career without achieving this first, then you are commencing off on the wrong foot. Prioritizing Him first is one step of succeeding in life. When He is amid you, you know that your wishes will be fulfilled, and if not, they are going to be replaced with something better. One of the decisions that you should never fail to make is that of wanting to revolve around God. Center your life to Him, and everything in your life will start to flow naturally. Your thoughts will match His liking over your life, thus putting you at advantage of earning success. Jesus is saying to you that even before you conclude on the career you would want to pursue, you need to look at whether it will get in your way with the relationship you have with God. Will it give you time to make devotions to Him? When you consider your association with God first, you have the surety that even when your career interferes with it, He will grant you one that is easier and more rewarding for you. God will prioritize you as well and remain by your side at all times. This means more grace, thus more affluence in your life. Consider consulting others as well. Jesus is telling you that without seeking consultation, your plans are likely to lead to frustrations. Even while you wait for God's final decision, it is important that you seek opinions, especially from those that are versed and experienced in the career you want to opt for. The Word of God states that your plans will succeed when you engage many counselors. As you do so, pray that the Holy Spirit leads you to those who have pure intentions. This is because you could fall into traps by enemies following receiving misguided information. The message further reveals that even when you are consulting, let your priority be God. Do not perceive information by your fellows being more significant than that of the Lord. Even so, pray for discernment when God is using other people to reveal information to you.